So we welcome Daoud El-Roul from Jerusalem. Jerusalem often is in the center of attention, especially my last year. But in Germany, often it's framed as kind of a religious conflict, which puts Jerusalem in a special place as a holy city. Can you maybe tell us about what is the so-called conflict in Jerusalem? What are the main points? What's happening there?
Thanks for inviting me for this talk. And it's a good question to start with. The conflict in Jerusalem or in Palestine, it's not a religious conflict. Religion is used as one of the tools to justify the settler colonial mechanism and the existence of the apartheid state in Palestine. And it's very important to understand what does that mean. In Jerusalem, we have daily life under occupation, which means that every single moment we have actions or mechanism and policies and projects to reach forced transfer of the Palestinians from the city of Jerusalem. Just now, we have the Israeli forces and municipal workers in Silwan. Maybe they are going to demolish one of the houses. Yesterday night, the Israeli police evicted a bunch of or a group of young people in the street of Sheikh Jarrah. Early morning, the Israeli municipal workers were giving the people in Silwan and another neighborhood demolishing orders for houses. Every single moment we receive news about actions and things are happening, which create a very tension in a daily life, a very high tension in the daily life of the Palestinian, which is the relation of being occupied. We can talk a lot about it, and it has nothing to do with religion conflict. It's a colonial mechanism, and it's apartheid against the Palestinians that is trying to reach an ethnic cleansing in Palestine.
So when you say it's a colonial practice and the goal is like an ethnic cleansing of Palestine, what would you see as the strategy? Like, is the goal Jerusalem where no Palestinians live anymore? Or what is the goal of the Israeli government with this policy of housing demolitions and expel Palestinians?
The goal, it's not secret. You can find it with detailed information on internet. It's based on the dream or the goal, long-term goal of having land without people for people without land. But it's always faced by the Palestinian resistings, showing that very clear that we have people in this land and we are the indigenous people of this land. The Israeli goals in Jerusalem is to create a Jewish city based on Jewish majority of its population, based on several plans to first transfer the Palestinian, and it has several mechanisms. The Israeli authorities know very well with the Palestinian existence and resistance, they cannot reach 100% of ethnic cleansing in Palestine, and they are trying to keep a small minority of rich people or workers as a minority, as a controlled minority in Jerusalem, and it's similar to different cities in Palestine.
How is the situation for Palestinians in Jerusalem compared to other Palestinians, for example, Palestinians with the Israeli citizenship or in the West Bank or in Gaza?
There are a lot of main similarities and different situation, but Jerusalem, it's a special city since even the beginning of the conflict with the different decisions by United Nations or policies or also the implementation on the ground. In Jerusalem, we don't have Israeli citizenship, and the Palestinian Authority has no control. In between, we have Israeli travel document. It's called Laissez Passer, which is just a document to say that we have the right to live in Jerusalem with a lot of conditions, mainly to prove that Jerusalem is the center of our life. If not, we will be forced to leave. And this policy reached to transfer more than 50,000 Palestinians since 1967. In details, we have a lot of different special details for Palestinians in Jerusalem facing the occupation or the settler colonial mechanism. But in general, it's almost the same used in West Bank, in Gaza, and also in the occupied land in 1948 to force transfer the Palestinian in the 48. But in Jerusalem, it's sometimes more clear and intensive than different other cities.
You already mentioned the Palestinian resistance and that Palestinians will not accept this occupation. Can you tell us more about this resistance? How does it look like in Jerusalem right now?
The resistance is something that we have already for more than 100 years. Even before the 1948 year, the Nakba, we had a lot of uprising. It took place in Jerusalem. Leadership of the Palestinians, usually it was from Jerusalem or in Jerusalem, and it took a very important, sensitive position in the struggle. The resistance, it's taking several, many different ways and tools. And the recent uprising was based on demonstrations, mobilization, and internal solidarity to protect houses from being demolished or families from being evicted, and to protect people from the settlers' attack in Jerusalem. Before and after, we will have more, we will have more different mechanism, but it's something that usually done as a normal result of the continuous and ongoing occupation and Nakba.
Like, for me, it's hard to imagine what does it mean to be expelled from your home. Can you make it maybe, for example, what happened in Sheikh Jarrah to the families? When you get expelled from your home, how's the process going usually?
It's not only expelling people from their houses. It's done in a way that one day the Israeli forces are coming, expelling you from your house, throwing all the furniture and materials that you have in the house in the street without preparing or finding or proposing an alternative. And then at the same moment, you are replaced. The families that they are expelled or evicted from the house, they will be replaced with another settlers. And usually it's not a family. It's paid settlers through a settler organization that they are bringing these groups to use the house for short or long term. And then you can see that you are losing your house and someone else is using this house. In several experiences, people were demonstrating and staying in the streets. Exactly the case of Sheikh Jarrah, where in Kamel al-Kurd, as example, she stayed in a tent for around 1 year. Al-Ghawi and Hannun family, after that, they also protested in the street without finding a place where to go. Other families had some different situation finding families or relatives having space for them, but it's not a solution. Usually they find by their own a solution to where to go and where to live, which is not easy because it's really expensive and there are quite a few options for finding a place in general or a house in general in Jerusalem.
Like how you explained it now, it seems that basically settlers and the Israeli government work together. But in Germany, usually the story how it's told is that, or I heard it from a lot of people, that they say, what the settlers do, indeed, it's wrong and we have to oppose it. but it's not the same as the Israeli state. Like, we have to support the Israeli state, even though, like, is it possible to draw this line for you so clear between settlers and government on the other side?
Not at all. The Israeli state, it's based on the Zionist movement and the settler colonial mechanism. Settlers are directly and totally supported by the Israeli government. And usually we explain it as it's done on as a mechanism of hand on gloves. And totally the settlers are protected and supported and funded by the Israeli government. And some of the members of the Israeli government, Knesset or whatever, in different levels, they are by themselves settlers or living in the settlements in West Bank.
So coming back to the resistance, in the paper mentioned for the your talk yesterday, there was also mentioned the Intifada of Unity. Can you explain a bit more about what this term means?
The last uprising that started from Jerusalem, it has a call for protection and solidarity by the Palestinians were attacked by the Israeli settlers or by the Israeli authority mechanism to force transfer them from their houses in Sheikh Jarrah mainly and Silwan. And it had a very strong solidarity, internal solidarity by other Palestinians in different neighborhoods, towns, and cities that created a people unity and it created an awareness and a new mechanism of solidarity and feeling united and feeling victory, where people were celebrating a very small victories, starting from removing the iron fences from Damascus Gate to delaying the eviction in Sheikh Jarrah and stopping the demolition in Silwan and other smaller or bigger victories that was really celebrated by the Palestinian people as a victory. And the main issue that the feeling as one people united, standing together and resisting together against the same colonial mechanism.
In this new feeling of unity, how would you see the Palestinian Authority, the PA, and Abbas in this unity?
Abbas and the Palestinian Authority, it was created based on the peace agreement, which is created an authority, not even a government or individual state. And this authority, it's totally based on or attached also to the Israeli economy and the external funding mainly of the United States, which is not an independent authority, and it's relay totally on the Israeli economy. That's why it's not a strong positions that it's taking, and usually the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian Authority leaders are trying to go for the two-state solution and the negotiation as the only process to reach peace or solution, which is stuck and stopped. And everyone know that no more peace process existed in Palestine for years and no interest on the peace process anymore, which is something really making a dead end for the Palestinian Authority. And the last speech of the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, he was mentioning that very clear, but he gave a hope for another opportunity of negotiation, which will I personally believe it will not be there. And he mentioned very clear that no more state solution, and he will go for implementing the partition plan and to establish a Palestinian state. Or also there are talks that the other solution will be to go for one democratic state in Palestine.
So if the Palestinian Authority is so much kind of connected or a result of the colonial power there, is there any other organization or party you would see is able to be kind of the organizational power to connect these struggles and to lead the resistance of Palestinians right now?
Yes, the Palestinians, Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, is the umbrella and the official representative of the Palestinians all over the world. And this is the organization that has to be revived and activated through national election and election for the Palestinian National Council to be again a real representative of all the Palestinians, including the Palestinians in Palestine and the Palestinian refugees in the diaspora.
Maybe start here with the Palestinians in the diaspora, because in Germany there are a lot of Palestinians living. How can Palestinians in Germany, but also people in Germany who are in solidarity with Palestine, get active? What would you expect from them to do?
There are several mechanisms. I'm not an expert with each different situation, but there are main topics of solidarity that I can say also any action to support Palestine and or Palestinian organization, people, a partnership, winning or putting pressure on Israel through different mechanisms, it's useful and it creates a strong support for the Palestinian case, and not only for the Palestinian case, it's supporting justice. And if you talk or make like conferences or create a partnership or fund or solidarity, it has a lot of several mechanism with no conditions of how many different diverse tools and ways and mechanism of solidarity with Palestine. It's all useful, but it has also to be a mechanism with always highlighting the strategical goal for reaching justice, liberation, and return, a right to return for the Palestinian refugees.
Thank you for being here and tell us about the situation in Jerusalem, and we wish you all the best for your struggle.
Thanks for this opportunity, and I hope that people will hear this talk and they are totally welcomed and invited to attend the talks in Duisburg, Berlin, and Frankfurt.